All right, so what I want to share with you now are five filters, or one filter with five features to it. In teacher speak, we like to use something called a rubric. A rubric is where you, in the example that I would say in the teacher land, whenever we wanted to grade a speech or we wanted to grade an essay, we come up with a rubric which allowed us to say, you know, from 1 to 5, how was the speech presented? From 1 to 5, how much content was presented? From 1 to 5, how engaging was the speaker with the audience and eye contact and so forth and et cetera. And so therefore, with subjective things, we could have a kind of a way to analyze what we're seeing so that we can put a grade on it, et cetera. Well, in business, you should also have a rubric or a filter to make your decisions, okay? And this is especially important if you want to fight the overwhelm that you might currently be facing, because you are given so many options. You are given so many choices of what to do, business activities to take on, et cetera. So in a moment, I'm going to share with you five specific business activities that you should be doing in 2010 that you should be at, that should be at the top of your priority list. But I think it's helpful first if I give you this five-part filter system so that whatever you decide to do, you can run it through this filter system in order to make the most sense and the most results for you, okay? All right, so I made an acronym called PALMS, and it's PALMS because I love vacations in tropical areas. I just came back from the Caribbean. I live in Wilmington, North Carolina, which is pretty much the furthest north you can get and still find palm trees. But also, you know, there's something about having things in the palm of your hand that gives you a sense of control. So this is an acronym because teachers love acronyms, and I'm going to tell you all five real quick, and then I want to tell you what they stand for. So the P is for profitability. The A is for attraction. The L is for leverage. The M is for maintenance. And the S is for scalability. So profitability, attraction, leverage, maintenance, and scalability, PALMS. So what are these really about? So when you're thinking about whether or not you do something any day of the week, or you're setting your goals for the month or for the year, try to put in each of these five things and see where it fits. If it doesn't fit one of these five things, or you're overloaded in one of the five areas, then you need to balance out and do other things. So the P is for profitability, and what this really is about is you have two choices to increase profitability. You either increase your revenue or you decrease your costs. You increase your revenue or you decrease your costs. Now, whatever you're happening to do in your business, if you're not doing one of these two things, then I don't know how else to put it, you're probably doing the wrong thing. Yes, they might fall into these other four areas, but the first and foremost thing you should be thinking about as a business owner is profitability. So what are things that increase revenue? Well, you can serve more clients. You can create more products. You can try to convert more of your people who visit your webpage to become buyers, so through things like split testing or something like this. You can charge more money for your products. Anything that will result in more money coming in is going to help with your profits. On the other side is decreasing the costs, and I find that too many business owners are not paying attention to this. I don't know if you've done this recently, but you know, go into your PayPal account or into your credit card statements and look at all the things you're paying for monthly. How many of them are you actually using on a regular basis and seeing a result from? If you're not seeing a result from it and you're not using it and you haven't used it in the last 2 months, cancel it. I do this once every 6 months, and I usually find $400 a month in costs that I'm spending out that I can recuperate by, you know, cutting out the waste. Sometimes things are good investments. Sometimes they're good things to take on. You do have to spend money in business in order to generate revenue, but you don't have to do so blindly. So make sure you're keeping an eye on those costs, okay? So profitability is number one. Number two is attraction. So some of the things that you would be doing to attract more people to you, these are activities where it's going to result in you being seen as a leading authority. They're going to be things where you're not spending the time and energy chasing down prospects. Instead, you having people come to you. It's a much more efficient way of doing business, and it results usually in more free time and in better clients. So I don't know how you operate your business right now, but if you are spending more time chasing prospects and spending time with your customers, you're in a downward spiral for your business. You've got to be transitioning and shifting that balance to where you're spending more time with your customers that are paying you money instead of chasing after prospects, okay? So things that attract people to you, writing articles online, having a good blog, having some online video, those are all types of things that are going to attract people to you because you're going to put them out there into the internet and through search engines and through Twitter and social media, people will find you. And then if you do your job right, they're going to want to do business with you if you fit the solution that they're looking for, okay? Third thing is leverage. You've got to leverage your time. You've got to leverage other people's authority and credibility and other people's energy. I mentioned this earlier in the session today, but I want to reemphasize it here, okay? You've got to get this sense of not trading time for dollars. You've got to be just more effective and work smarter. So what can you do to leverage people's credibility? Well, you can have people, you know, post comments on your blog, which adds to social proof. You can do a teleseminar like I'm doing right now where people are coming to you to listen in. You can have someone interview you so that, you know, they can boost you up. There's all kinds of ways to leverage things, but you simply do not want to operate where you're the only person doing things and you're your own bottleneck in your business, okay? Number four is maintenance. It's not the most exciting part of the process to fight overwhelm, but you do have to spend time now and then to make sure that your system is operating the right way, that your customer support is being taken care of, that your sales pages and your squeeze pages are all, you know, working the way that they're supposed to. Okay, and if you don't know what those terms are, you know, I can help you with that at Simple or in other courses that I have. But the point is, when somebody comes to your web page and they don't act in the way that you want them to, are you knowing that? Do you have data to support, you know, what's working and what's not working, and are you making decisions to fix it? For example, when I measured how many people come to my website and sign up for my email newsletter and for my free tips, I was getting about 3%. So 3 out of every 100 people were coming to the page and signing up. And when I made changes, I was able to increase it to over 30%. So went from 3 to over 30, which is over 1,000% increase in conversion rates. And that's obviously going to be helpful to any business to be able to do something like that. So you do have to take stock in what's happening and make sure everything's working operationally. It's just like a car. You get your oil changed every few thousand miles. You get the tires rotated. You get the fan belts exchanged. You wash your car, all that stuff. It's all about making sure things are optimized and running in tip-top shape. And the fifth part of the rubric for filtering your decisions in Palms is scalability, okay? I mentioned this earlier, but if you are going to become a victim to your own success, then you're not going to succeed for very long. And I've seen this happen over the 4 years I've been in business where the scalability just isn't there. Somebody might have this huge product launch, and then they just get squashed, and they suffocate, and they don't last, you know, more than 90 days afterwards. You've got to provide a scalable business. You've got to be able to take increasing amounts of revenue, increasing amounts of customers, and handle it. Because ultimately, I don't want you to replace whatever job that you originally have or that you're trying to get out of now or that you had in the recent past where you were working 9 to 5 and you exchange it for a business that you're working in from 7 o'clock to 11. You know, you don't want to have a business that you become your worst employee and you become your harshest boss. You've got to generate more freedom. And just to give you an idea that this can work, you know, again, I started as a high school teacher working 50 hours a week and sometimes more in the classroom, and then I was working 40 hours or more in my business. As time went on, you know, the first few months, the first year maybe, you are going to have to work really hard. I worked my butt off. I know most people who are successful do. But now I'm at a point where I'm working about 30 to 40 hours a week in total. And half of that time is stuff that I'm doing, you know, by choice. I could cut back even more, but I've been able to take more vacations. I spent 6 weeks on a trip to Europe last summer. I was able to travel on 3 cruises in the last 12 months. It's really cool to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to be able to travel and do the things I want to enjoy, play more tennis, do the things that I am passionate about in addition to my business and affecting people's lives, because I run a scalable business, and I want to help you to do that too. Okay, so that's the overwhelm filter that I hope that helps you make your decisions of what to do and make sure that whatever you're doing fits one of those five things: profitability, attraction, leverage, maintenance, or scalability. If you are not doing something that's appropriate for those five things, it's probably going to waste. Okay, and also I want you to realize that you don't have to do all the activities in all five things. You can have a virtual assistant or a team member who does something that fits into this rubric as well, but make sure whatever you're doing in your business or whatever you're having people do for you fits into one of those five things. Okay. Now, let me speak specifically on the five business activities that you've got to operate from. I mean, the five business activities you've got to focus on for 2010. Because as you know, you get emails every day as much as I do. There's a lot of choices of what you could be doing. And I want to emphasize these five types of activities that I want you to focus on. Okay. Number one, first and foremost, you need to be building a list. You need to be building a list. Now, this doesn't just mean building a list of contacts. It doesn't just mean building an email list, even in an autoresponder. It means you're building up a group of people who know who you are, who anticipate hearing from you, and are willing and able to follow what you're doing and take action on what you're offering. Okay? So this comes in the form of an email list, like a service like AWeber. It also comes in the format of your social networks, like Facebook friends, or fans, or Twitter followers, and other resources. You've got to be the person that people want to connect to. If you're promoting something anonymously, there's no real way for you to build a list very effectively, because you know people want to connect with a human being. They want to get to know you. They want to get to know your business, your personal life a little bit. They just want to get to know you so they can know, like, and trust you. So you've got to be focused on building up your list. Number two, you've got to be creating content that teaches people stuff about what you know how to do, and you need to offer that for free. You're going to also create paid content. That's number three, but let me speak to the free content first. This takes many shapes, and you don't need to do all of them, but you need to be creating and releasing and distributing content that shares with people solutions or helps them make sense of something that you can help them with, and that proves your abilities to do things better than other people, okay? You don't have to necessarily be the best, but you need to be the best that person knows about, okay? So you might write a couple articles every week. You might make a video or two every week. You might set up a couple blog posts. You might do a free teleseminar like I'm doing with you right now. The point is you've got to engage with your audience and give them stuff. And I don't care if you have 2 people to talk to or 2,000 people or 2 million people. You still need to give them good stuff for them to learn from. Okay, and treat each of your audience members as an individual that you're helping them. Okay, that's number two. Number three is creating paid information products. Paid information products, what I mean by that is maybe you make an ebook or a teleseminar series, or maybe instead of an info product that's downloadable, you create an information product experience like the workshop I'm holding at the end of February, or a virtual event that you can put on over the phone, or you create a couple of online videos that people would pay for, like I created at Discover cPanel. You've got to create something that people will buy, because if you don't, they're not going to generate revenue for you for long. You can create good content that you can promote for affiliate programs, but ultimately you need to create paid information products, because that's the only way you're really going to have other people promote you as an affiliate. And we'll get into the simple system in just a second to be more specific with that. But you've got to create some paid information products, because ultimately people will not take as much action with what you give them for free as much as what you give them that you charge them for. Whether you charge them $20 or $20,000, you've got to get your audience members to be invested with you so that you can help them more. Okay? Although your heart may be in the right place to give everything away for free, what you're going to find is that people don't take action on the free stuff nearly as much as the people who pay for stuff. Okay? The fourth thing of activities is you've got to support your existing customers. You've got to spend a little bit of time or have some assistance where you hire a support person or you have some kind of an email system in place where you can support your existing customers. And the reason this is so important, I alluded to it earlier, is because your existing customers are going to be your best source for revenue. Now, this is not to say you're taking advantage of them by any stretch. What you're doing is you're making sure they consume the product that they purchase. You're making sure that if they have other issues that you can deal with that you don't know about initially, that you connect with them, you communicate with them, and then you follow up by creating that additional service or that additional product. And you do that because they'll buy from you again, but also because they'll be your biggest fans. They'll be your biggest supporters, and they will spread the word about you. So they'll actually be great ambassadors for you as well. So that can be a very profitable enterprise for you to conduct yourself. And then the fifth activity that I think is essential for your success in 2010 is you've got to connect with partners. I mentioned earlier that one of the biggest mistakes people make is they see their competition as the enemy. Well, if you can partner up with someone who has a compatible product line, compatible types of services, and you can work together to create a new product or you can refer business to one another, you're going to grow much, much faster. When I attended my first live event back in 2006 in Baltimore, I met up with a whole lot of people, but specifically I connected with six other guys, and we formed a mastermind team. Even though we were all teaching people how to promote their businesses online or some aspect of that, we saw each other as compatible people, and we saw what we were doing as all part of the same kind of mission, if you will. And we promoted each other. We did teleseminars together. We blogged with each other. We commented on each other's posts. Some of us continue to this day to meet. I met my accountability partner through that process of meeting at a live event and then connecting through a mastermind and then continuing to work together. You've got to spend some time and energy this year connecting with partners. And the best way to connect with partners is to attend a live event. But you can also work through Facebook or through Twitter. And through even in the email list that you're already subscribed to, and see who can you be part of, or in the membership forums that you're a part of. Okay, but you cannot do this alone. You cannot succeed in business these days working by yourself in isolation. You've got to get out. You've got to meet some people, and you have to think, how can I present a win-win situation to other people and become part of a project that other people are instrumental in. Okay, so those are the five business activities that I really think you should be focused on: list building, creating free content, creating paid information products, supporting your existing customers, and connecting with partners where you can grow together and magnify each other's success. Okay, all right, so now the last bit of content I want to share with you is I promised to you that I would reveal the simple system, a three-part process or a three-part, overarching bird's-eye view of how your business is going to succeed. And this is the simple system that I will be teaching at the event later on in February, okay? Again, I'll be talking about that more in a few minutes at simple10k.com and giving you that special offer that I promised to you. But here's the big picture, okay? And this is the system that I discovered 4 years ago. I didn't know that I was developing this system until about a year after, but this is what I've continued to do over and over and over again, and the reason, the real core of why I've been successful. And we don't have time tonight to go into the nitty-gritty details of all three of them, because that's why I'm presenting a three-day weekend about this, but I do want to share with you what those three steps are. Okay? So step number one is you need to promote the product that you wished you had created yourself, but somebody beat you to it. So I want you to think about what you are good at, what you know really well, and if you had a head start, that you would have created this kind of a product, but unfortunately it already exists, And I say unfortunately because that's what you think when you initially see it. You're like, man, I should have created that. I should have been the one who thought of that idea. I already had that idea and they just beat me to the punch. Well, the reality is if you're good at something and you know something really well and somebody already created something, you can promote that product and make money as an affiliate and do really well because you know the language. You know why that's such an effective product, okay? Again, I'm going to be talking a lot more about how to find that right product and how to promote it during the simple event. The second step is you need to create the missing product that buyers are still hungry for, okay? So, yes, people are buying the product that already exists that you wished you had created. That's step one. But step two now is to see what's missing and what people are still hungry for because that initial product just can't be the 100% solution for everything or for everybody, okay? Now, I'll give you a quick example. Again, I'm going to be teaching this very much in depth at the event, but I'll give you a quick example. My first big product that I created was called Teleseminar Formula. And I know, you know, many people on the call went through that program and really enjoyed it, but here's the point. When I initially had Teleseminar Formula as a web domain name, I was promoting someone else's product. I was promoting Matthew Glanfield's product called BBO Teleseminar Formula, and I wish I had created it, but he beat me to the punch, so I promoted it. Well, he then took it off the market, so people were still hungry for it. I found another product called Teleseminar Secrets from Alex Mandosian. I took the course, I promoted it as an affiliate, made some money, and that was great. That was step one. But step two was I needed to create the missing product that people were still hungry for. Well, Alex's course is really great, but it's missing the technical hand-holding that people that some people need to get their first teleseminar actually done. So I created the Teleseminar Formula course, which shows people how to actually push the button, set up the web pages, how to plan the call, how to make a mind map and you know strategically map everything out. All those things were missing from Alex's course. And so I created my course to fill the gap, and it became a very profitable product for me, and it also resulted in more affiliate sales for that initial product. Okay, the third step in the simple system, step one, again, promote the product you wish you had created. Step two, create the missing product people are hungry for. And step three is you need to reward affiliates for promoting you and your product. So after you've done the first two steps, you're then going to have an affiliate program set up where other people are going to promote you and share you as a solution that they need. The reason this is so powerful is because it puts the leverage back into your marketing. You know, step number two is a lot about you. It's a lot about you moving forward and creating stuff. But once that's done, all the hard part of driving traffic, of endorsing your product, of getting people to talk about it, that can be done by affiliates when you have the right technical system to track them, to pay them, and to reward them. Okay? So that's the three-part system. Promote the product you wish you had created, create the missing product that people are hungry for, reward affiliates for promoting you and your products. If you can put a system like that together for your business, and I'm going to be teaching the A to Z of all the elements of that at my event at the end of February, you're going to have an extremely successful business much faster than trying to do things on your own. Okay? So with that, I want to thank you for being here with the content. I now want to make sure you have more answers to what Simple is about, and I want to extend a special offer invitation to you for signing up today, okay, and for joining me at the end of this call, as I promised. So first of all, this is a three-day weekend, as I mentioned before, where I'm going to be walking you through the entire Simple system and not just teaching theoretically about it, but giving you the specific steps along the way of how to pick the right product, how to promote it effectively as an affiliate, how to then create your information products, whether they're teleseminars or online videos or free reports or paid reports or paid ebooks, et cetera. And then I'm going to walk you through the process of attracting affiliates and making sure you have the right kind of a system in place to reward and monetize the entire process, okay? I'm going to make sure that you have not only this process in a three-day event, but I'm also including a 30-day implementation program after simple is over. After you come back home and you've got the ideas, but you need to take action on it, and you need that support network to make sure that you follow through. I'm going to be there with you, as is the rest of the group, to make sure over that 30-day period that you're on the right track. Okay? You're also going to learn from each other. Okay? This is not a 10-person group. It's not a 1,000-people group. It's a nice size group where you're going to get to know most of the people there, if not all of them, and you're going to be able to network with them. They're going to support you. They're going to have confidence in you. They're going to be able to hash ideas out over dinner, over lunch, in between the sessions. Okay? If you've never been to an event before, this is really where the power starts to magnify, because the sessions are good. And as you know, I am recording the event. There will be audio recordings of most of the sessions, not all of them, but most of the sessions will be recorded. But what really where the magic happens is after a session is over, after you've listened and you've taken notes and you've thought very deeply about how it's going to apply to your business, you then spend the next 15 to 20 minutes in between the sessions talking with other people in the room about how you're going to put it into action. And that's when things start to really take off, when you can actually voice and synthesize what you just learned with a game plan, and you can be in an environment where you can test that idea out with other people. You can get help from me and from the other people in the room to make sure that you're going to go forward in the right way and take action in the path that's the most efficient, that will be the most profitable for you. Okay. Also, remember, as I mentioned before, Simple is not one of these seminars where there's 15 people all teaching different things that are going to leave you more confused at the end of the weekend than when you began. So I've only brought in 4 faculty members, and they're teaching things that reinforce all the rest of the sessions that I will be teaching. Okay, so Jacqueline Wales will be helping you on day one to break through any of the confidence issues or the fear issues that are blocking you from really moving forward in a way that is going to be profound for you, for your family, and for the people you impact. On day two, you're going to be hearing from Felicia Slattery and Adam Urbanski on how to take what you know how to do and deliver it in a way that's very profitable through public speaking and through group masterminds or through coaching programs and so forth. You may not need to do either one. You may choose a different route as there, but these are both ways that I've found where my consistent revenue and big payoff times happen, is through public speaking or communicating on teleseminars or through running a good, solid coaching program. And then on day three, the specialist will be Lon Naylor, who's going to be teaching you how to make effective Camtasia videos, screencast videos that you can use to promote affiliate products or to create your own products. My first product was a report that was supplemented by videos that I learned from Lon how to do. And so I'm bringing him in to make sure you can see some specifics during his session. And then all throughout the weekend, you're going to have the opportunity to network with each other. And there's also a few VIP guests that I've invited to join in that you can ask specific questions about things like membership sites or public relations or outsourcing. There will be a panel or two about those topics, but those are things that sometimes it works if you just have a little bit more of a private conversation with, okay? One of the things I also want to emphasize about Simple, about why I think you should attend this event, why it's worth the time investment, why it's worth the travel investment, why it's worth the money investment, is because when you're operating from your home office, and you've got life going on, you might have kids in your home, you have a spouse, you have a lot of pressure, a lot of external things that weigh in on you. When you can get away from that scenario for 3 days and focus just on your business, you can shortcut 6 months to a year off of what you would do by yourself struggling, okay? And remember that not only are you getting me and the rest of us for 3 days to focus on your business, but you're also bringing me home with the audio recordings, but also the 30-day implementation program that allows you to digest, you know, traveling back home and then digest over time, then come back. You know, we're basically going to meet each week for 4 weeks. And make sure that you're continuing to take action, and that anything that might have been confusing when you got home, because you know you think about it one way at the event, and then when you get home, you know, something else pops up in your mind, that you have me and the others to connect to and run the ideas past. Okay, so this is why I want you to come to Simple. It's the best way that I know of for me to give you that advantage you need to succeed in 2010. And I want to make it as affordable as possible. because it is a substantial investment. I recognize that, and I know that for some people, it's just not going to be in their budget. I've asked for people to give me a survey, and they gave me the opportunity to see that for many people, it's just not in the cards right now for them. But I can tell you from experience that you're going to spend this kind of money one way or another in 2010, either in ebooks or in crappy webmasters or in some other way. And I would much rather you have a method and a mentoring situation in an environment where you can be really geared up for your success in a very quick and efficient way. So you can reach that $10,000 a month level much faster than if you did any other type of solution. Okay? So if you go to simple10k.com, you're going to see that the price has been held to $14.97. And it was originally going to go up to $24.97 this past weekend, but I decided to hold it in check just for a little bit longer. And I did so because, number one, I was on the cruise and didn't get a chance to remind people about it, but also because, you know, like I mentioned before, I'm a teacher at heart, and I just want to give people who have been following me as a subscriber, as a customer, that one more chance to get in at the half price level before the $29.97 kicks in, which is going to be happening very soon. Now, on the page, you also see a four-payment plan for $397, and so that makes it much more affordable, okay? But I want to do something even better for you, because you're here, you've lasted 90 minutes into this session, and I promised you something even more affordable. So what I'm going to do, and this is a very limited offer, not because of any hype for you, but because, you know, putting on an event is expensive. I take on a lot of risk, and the hotel expects a fair amount of money from me at the end of February, like the day after the event. I have to give them a substantial amount of money for putting on this event. So I can only do this for a limited number of people because of that financial arrangement with the hotel. But I would like to offer you the opportunity to spread your payments out over 10 payments instead of 4. Over 10 payments over 4. So what I want you to do is to go up to your address bar and in your browser, and where it says simple10k.com, I want you to put a slash and the number 10. simple10k.com/10. Okay, simple10k.com/10. And this is a private page that I'm not publicizing. It's only available because you're listening to this call right now, okay? And you'll know you're on the right page because it says secret limited time offer for preview call participants. Register with the Easy 10 installment plan. The page is exactly the same as you saw on the previous page, but instead you see a button at the bottom that says click here to choose 10 easy installments plan. And instead of 4 payments of $397 or 1 payment of $14.97, it is 10 payments of $167. So for less than $200, you can have your ticket reserved in your name. And every 30 days for the next 10 months, you'll find that same will be deducted from the account you choose now, PayPal, credit card, your banking account, et cetera. This is the best way that I know of to make sure that if affordability is an issue for you, if the budget is an issue for you, it's the best way that I can give you that opportunity to be here so I can teach you in person my complete system that you cannot find anywhere else. And as I mentioned before, yes, some of this will be recorded, but not all the sessions. And you will not have the opportunity to interact with me live with the audio recordings. It just doesn't work that way. So I really hope that you'll be here in Wilmington in North Carolina at the end of February. And I hope that if this 10-payment plan helps you out, that you do take advantage of it, because I can only offer it for a very limited number of people, again, because the hotel is going to be asking me for a nice fat check, and so I can't do it for everybody. But I'll do it for you because you've listened, you've paid attention, and you have participated in this call. Okay? So with that, I want to take a look at if there's any particular questions that have come in during the call. I'll see if I can answer one or two of those real quick, but then I will be sending you on your way. I see a couple of questions that have come in that you know, I've already answered, but I will answer a couple more. Okay, so I've got one question here from someone anonymously. They didn't put in their name, but the question was, how do you organize your work week to get the most accomplished and to get the bird's eye view you need to keep fresh, productive, and profitable? I will be sharing, you know, this in a very personal format at the event, but I basically use my mind map software, FreeMind, that I talk about so much, in order to organize my work week. So I have a map that shows what I'm doing each day, and it's broken up into things to do now, things to do later, and things on my wish list. And if I have an idea that would otherwise be distracting, I have a part of my map called an idea vault, and I put it in there so that I know it's there, but it can keep me from being distracted, and I can focus on what I set out to do. Okay. I also keep my ideas fresh, productive, and profitable, and continue to get my work going because I have an accountability partner who I met at a live event, and we've continued to meet for over 3 years, at least three times a week, sometimes more. And we meet on a regular basis so that we can just check in with one another, say what we're going to do, and hold each other accountable and kick each other in the butt if we don't get things done. Okay? All right. Next question that's coming in is, let me zoom back up here real quick. How do you organize your work week? Do you do certain tasks on certain days, utilize VAs, et cetera? So similar to the last question, but I'll add to this, that I do have a support person who takes care of my help desk. I have someone who does my transcriptions, and on occasion I have people who do individual things like set up my autoresponder list or create reports for me and so forth. Okay, most of the things, though, I do a lot of it myself, and I do have to stay tuned into when I'm most productive for certain activities. For example, I shouldn't do emails right after lunch because I'm kind of sluggish. I can't really think too quickly when I'm, you know, just after lunch. And so I can't do an activity like email, which can really suck you in a highly motivated way. So I can't do it at that time of the day. Likewise, I need to do my writing when I'm writing blog posts or I'm writing emails to folks. I need to do that relatively early in the day when my mind is the freshest and I've woken up from a nice sleep and the ideas are running and I know what I'm going to be talking about. Okay, so I tune in to where I'm most productive for the type of activity and I try to stick to that. On some days, during football season, for example, I will take advantage of the time that I'm watching football and we're getting ready to get into the Super Bowl season here real quick. I take advantage of that time by doing some social media things like responding to friend requests or something like that because I don't automate those and I don't outsource those things again. Okay. Another question just came in. I'm really excited that this question came in from Alice. A lot of people are asking me this, actually, it's been coming through, that, you know, they're excited to be here, but they have forgotten the link for the actual special offer for the 10 payment plan. So once again, on the webcast page, if you're there, there is a link at the bottom of the page that says click for more details. But you can also simply go to simple10k.com/10, simple10k.com/10. And that is where you go to get the 10 payment plan. This is, again, simple10k.com/10. That's the name of the site and where you can get the 10 payment plan. Okay? All right, so that's the time we have for the questions that have come in. There's some more that have been asked, but we are out of time for today. I want to thank you once again for being here and staying with me through the call. And I hope that the 10 payment plan is helpful for you. And I do hope to see you at Simple. If not, I want you to really think about if you have a plan B. I know that this is a significant investment. I know that it's going to take time away from your family. Perhaps it's going to be hard for you to get out of work if you have a job still. But if you don't do this, if you don't invest in yourself and your business with this program, do you have an alternative? And I don't say that lightly. I'm not saying that to, you know, kind of drag you down or say things in a way that's going to make you feel bad about anything. But I do hope that you succeed in 2010, and I want to make sure you have a game plan. I can give that to you in 3 days, okay? I know how to teach because I've done it professionally, and people like Mike Fulsame and Adam Urbanski, Ken MacArthur, other folks rely on me to teach because of how I break things down and make things simple. And I hope I can do that for you, too, by you attending this event. But if you don't come, you know, I hope that you have a game plan. But I know from experience of other events, other programs that are out there, it's very difficult to find the kind of clear-cut, step-by-step process that works that's based on your integrity, that's based on your knowledge, your experience, your abilities in such a profound way that will get you to that $10,000 a month level faster than other things that are out there. Okay? I can't promise you that it will be there in 3 months or 6 months. It might take a year. It might even take 2 years. It's going to take work. But I can promise you that if you follow the system I'm teaching, it's simple. You will get there. You will have the confidence. You'll have the support. And you will have the motivation and momentum to carry you forward. And I really hope that you join me because that's the best way that I know of that I can help you succeed in your business. So I'm going to go ahead and unmute the line so we can say goodbye to one another for this call. And when I do so, I do hope that you'll do a quick goodbye, and I hope to see you at Simple, and we'll teach you again soon. Bye for now.
Thank you, Bob. That was really great call.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.